Some key routes will be scaled back this summer and potentially even cut altogether, including the usual sailings across the Gulf of Alaska. Typically, the MV Kennicott connects the regions of South Central and Southeast with sailings across the Gulf of Alaska. It has also serviced Kodiak Island in the past. But this summer, the mainline service from Bellingham, Washington to Whittier won't happen, and it's unlikely the cross-Gulf community of Yakutat will see a ferry at all. Sam Dapsovich is a spokesperson for the Alaska Marine Highway System, or AMHS, under the Department of Transportation. He says this summer's schedule is similar to last year's, with the Kennicott potentially being out of service from May to the end of September.
Right now, the schedule that's out is the same. The Kennicott is not on the schedule, but we are seeing a bump in recruitment, and we're hopeful that we might be able to get the Kennicott back onto the summer schedule this year, if that trend holds.
The Kennicott is an ocean-going vessel, which means some crew members need to have higher levels of certification in order to work on the ferry, making it harder to find qualified employees. Dapsovich says that if the department can fully staff the Kennicott by May, then the cross-Gulf of Alaska route sailings could happen. Hope then turns to the Tustamina, or the Trusty Tusty, as it is affectionately known by many Alaskans. Kodiak Island's flagship ferry is in its 60th year of service, basically double its life expectancy. As such, talk of replacing the Tustamina has been underway for years. Dapsovich says as of this week, the project has not gone out for bid. Despite its age and frequent need for repairs, the Tustamina is scheduled to sail its usual Kodiak Island route this summer, including stops in Old Harbor once a month starting in June. Michael Queen is the chief purser on board the Tustamina. During a recent trip from Homer to Kodiak, he told KMXT how critical the Alaska Marine Highway System is for coastal residents.
I live on an island, you know, and we deserve highways every bit as much as the person who gets into their car and drives from Anchorage to Palmer.
But coastal Alaskans have less reliable transportation right now, with four ferries currently out of water. One of the fleet's oldest ferries, the Matanuska, is also unlikely to sail at all this summer. Dapsovich says the Matanuska, which normally sails into Prince Rupert, British Columbia, is still undergoing major work on its hull.
We had it scheduled for an overhaul when we brought it in. They determined that there was quite a bit of steel that was going to need to be replaced. There's also some Coast Guard requirements that we're coming up against where there was a deadline to do some major changes on the boat.
Without the Matanuska online, AMHS is anticipating not being able to sail to the community of Prince Rupert this summer. While staffing shortages persist and several vessels remain dry docked with maintenance issues, a temporary solution to fill service gaps is to contract them out. Dapsovich says this is called supplemental service.
You know, running six ships, trying to cover every different event has been challenging. Down in Southeast, I know we've added some supplemental service where we have contracts with Allen Marine and Gold Belt. They've been able to help us cover some of the gaps down here.
As the summer season draws near, ferrygoers can view the latest schedule changes and service notices online at ferryalaska.com. Reporting in Kodiak, I'm Davis Hovey.